Our church theme this year has all had to do with this thought of nothing else really matters. Nothing else really matters. And when it comes to the end of your life, nothing else matters. And I want to speak to you a message this morning that, again, relates to that theme. I want to speak to you on this thought of faithful to the end. Faithful to the end. I told my wife I didn't think she'd have long in junior church. I don't think I'm going to speak very long to you this morning. And I hope you'll be faithful to the end of this message to listen. Faithful to the end of this message to not fall asleep. Faithful to the end of your life, though. Faithful to the end of your Christian race. Faithful to run. Faithful to serve the Lord. Faithful to love the Lord with all your heart. Why don't we pray together? And I want you to ask God to speak to you this morning. Ask God to use me to speak what He wants me to speak this time. Father, thank you so much for each one here this morning. We thank you for your precious word. It tells us the greatest love story ever. The story of a God, a creator who made mankind and loved us and gave man a beautiful paradise to live in. Wonderful life, a life of blessed, a blessing, a life where a man could walk with God, talk to God. But God, we know that man sinned and broke that fellowship with you and plunged the human race into sin. And Lord, we all now have a sinful nature and we sin by choice. And the Bible says all we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone his own way. And Lord, we know that in our own natural bent and course, we would run from you and go our own way. But I do thank you, Lord, for your loving grace and mercy, your long suffering, your patience, that in your love you were seeking us. You loved us and you provided a way for us, a way to be brought back into a relationship with you. And thank you, Father, for sending your Son to die on the cross for our sins. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being willing to die for me. I'm so glad and so thankful that I know you in my life. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for forgiving my sins. Thank you for making me a child of God, promising me a home in heaven. Lord, I'm so blessed today to know eternal life. Lord, thank you for the love story of this book that reaches into our lives to save us, redeem us, to change us. Help me to live for your glory. Help me to live each day mindful of you, thankful for you, and with a heart full of love to serve you and to praise you. God, you've been good to me. Help me to serve you faithfully. Help me to never turn back. Lord, when trials come or discouragements come or difficulties come, help me to keep walking the path, keep running the race that you've placed me in. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Faithful to the end. Faithful to the end. As we near the end of this year, I want to remind you to be faithful to the end of your life. When your life on this earth ends, you and I would think, all want to have been found faithful to the Lord. Faithful to following Jesus Christ. Faithful to doing those things that would be pleasing to Him. We want to finish well. We want to finish well. Sometimes people, they start off very well in their Christian life. And they start off running the race, but then somewhere along the marathon, they get out of the race. And that's sad to me. That's heartbreaking to me. When people who start well, but they get out of the race. I want you to be faithful to the end. I want you and me, I want every one of us to finish well and be faithful to the end of our race. We're going to look at Acts 20 in just a moment, but let me make a few comments still. Matthew 10 speaks of a time when persecution and opposition will be great for Christ's disciples. Yet Jesus reminded them there of the importance of endurance and the importance of being faithful to the end. Can I say the Christian life has always been a marathon race that requires endurance? The Christian race is not just a little sprint race. It's not a 100-meter dash. It's a marathon that requires endurance and requires faithfulness and requires steadfastness to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. We must not give up before our finish line comes. We must not quit on the race that God has made us a part of. I want you to look with me at what the Apostle Paul said about his own Christian race in Acts chapter 20 and verse number 17. Let's look there, Acts chapter 20 and verse 17, and we'll see it conclude in some thoughts a little bit further, but look at what he says when he's really talking about his own Christian race and his own life that he's lived for the Lord Jesus. Acts chapter 20, and beginning there in verse 17. It says, and when we were... let me get the right chapter. Acts chapter 20, verse 17. And from Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church. And when they were come to him, he said unto them, Ye know from the first day that I came into Asia, after what manner I've been with you at all seasons. I mean, you know the type of man that I've been. You know how I've strived to serve the Lord and so on. Verse 19. Serving the Lord with all humility of mind, and with many tears and temptations, that's referring to trials that he went through, which befell me by the line and weight of the Jews. Says, and how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have showed you and taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul was saying this, I've strived to serve the Lord in humility. I've strived to serve the Lord. And though there's been times of tears of joy and tears of compassion, and sometimes there's just been tears of because of the heartaches and trials, though there's been persecution, though I've gone through trials in my life, I've strived to serve the Lord faithfully. Paul was saying, I've given my all. I've strived to do what God wanted me to do. I've preached what God wanted me to preach. Look on at verse number 22. Acts 20 and verse 22. It says, and now, behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there. I'm going to Jerusalem and I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen in there. I don't know what they're going to try to do to me there. Verse 23, save that the Holy Ghost witnesseth in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. Verse 24, but none of these things move me. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. We'll stop there. Paul was saying this, despite those things that have befallen me, despite the times of imprisonment, despite the times that I've maybe been hated or misunderstood for what I believed or preached, none of those things have moved me. None of those things have made me turn aside. None of those things have made me quit. None of those things have made me stop following Christ. Why? Because I want to finish well. I want to finish my course well. Paul said, but none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus. Paul was determined that he was going to be faithful to the end. Faithful to the end. He wanted to finish his course with joy. He wanted to finish well. You know, like the Apostle Paul, you and I need to determine that we're going to finish well. That we're going to finish well. You know, not just live the Christian life for a few weeks, a few months, a few years, but live it for a lifetime. Not just serve the Lord for a few years and then, oh, I got to step back and I can't do it. No, but be a volunteer for as long as you can be a volunteer. Serve the Lord as long as you have the strength and health to serve the Lord. Keep on living the Christian life. Keep on walking with God. Keep on reading your Bible. Keep on going to church. Keep on doing what God wants you to do. We need to be faithful. Like the Apostle Paul, we need to determine to finish well. The Christian race, again, it's not a sprint. It's a marathon. Sometimes it means running on a smooth course, a smooth track. And sometimes it means running uphill. Sometimes it's an easy race. Sometimes there's obstacles. Sometimes it's a cross-country marathon that has some bends and twists in the road and you can't see what lies ahead. And you're just left to walk in faith or run in faith and trust God. There are times when you cannot see, but you press on in faith. You press on in obedience to God. You need to run when you have the strength to run and walk when all you can do is walk. But keep on going. Keep on going. Don't quit. Don't forsake Christ. Don't turn back in your Christian life. Listen, Jesus began something. God began something wonderful in you when he saved you. And God wants to finish that. You make sure you finish. Finish well in your Christian race. Be faithful to the end. Listen, don't be a quitter. Be faithful to the end. You know, very sadly, one of the most famous quitters in the Bible is a man named Demas. A man named Demas. Let's look at 2 Timothy 4, if you would. In 2 Timothy 4 and verse 10, it tells us about Demas, and he forsook following Christ. He forsook following Christ. We'll read some verses in a moment, but listen, if you would. Demas forsook the Lord. He stopped helping the preacher. He stopped going to church. He stopped reading his Bible. He stopped helping the Apostle Paul in the work of the Lord. Demas stopped running the Christian race because the Bible says that his love was really, it was obviously stolen away. His love for the world became greater than his love for Christ. And so he forsook Christ. He stopped following. He stopped being faithful. And that's heartbreaking. I want you to notice back earlier though in that chapter, 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 5. I want you to notice what Paul, the Apostle Paul, wrote to a young man named Timothy. This was at a time when Paul was getting older and Paul knew that he was probably nearing the end of his race, the end of his life, the end of his ministry. And look what the Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number 5. 2 Timothy 4 and verse 5, Paul writing to a young man, Timothy, listen, says, "But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry." Paul challenged Timothy, be faithful to the end, endure afflictions, Timothy. It's not always going to be easy, he said. You know, your Christian race, sometimes it'll get hard. Timothy, you've given your life now to be a preacher. You're going to serve the Lord. He said, it won't always be easy. But Timothy, you be faithful. You endure affliction. Be faithful to the end. You're not in this thing for just a few months. It's not a 2-year missionary service or something. No, it's a lifetime. Serve the Lord. Be faithful to the end. Be faithful to the end. Remember, Timothy, it's not always going to be easy. And don't you quit, Timothy. Don't you quit. Look at verses 6 and 7. 2 Timothy 4, verses 6 and 7. Paul writing says, "For I am now ready to be offered." If it's my time, if the end of my life is coming, he says, "I'm ready. I'm now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. Paul says, have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. I've finished my course." Paul said, "I know I'm nearing the end of my race. And I'm so glad, Timothy, that I did not quit. I have no regrets about it at all, Timothy. I'm glad that I fought a good fight. I'm glad that I finished my course. I'm glad that I kept the faith." Paul, in verse number 8, tells Timothy that he'll be rewarded in heaven for being faithful. Verse 8, "Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." So there's a reward for being faithful as well. Paul says to young Timothy, don't be like Demas. Don't be like Demas who forsook me, who turned back and quit. Don't be like Demas who turned his back on the faith and stopped following Christ. Verse 10, "For Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world." Got caught up in loving things of this world more than loving Christ, and he stopped serving the Lord. Paul's challenging Timothy, listen, be faithful. Be faithful. It's not going to be easy, and there'll be times where the road is tough, but you endure afflictions, Timothy, and you be faithful to the end. You be faithful to the end. He says, hey, there'll be rewarded. He says, I look back on my own life with no regrets. I'm so glad that I finished my course. Says, don't be like Demas. Don't be like Demas who did forsake, who did turn back. But you know what? I like something else that I saw mentioned in verse 11. It says, only Luke is with me. Take Mark. It says, Timothy, I want you to take Mark and bring him with thee. for he is profitable to me for the ministry. Now listen, why is that significant? Well, Paul tells Timothy to take this fellow named Mark with him, to bring Mark with him to do the work of the Lord. Because he says Mark was profitable or helpful to Paul in the ministry. This is such a blessing because earlier in Paul's life, there was a time where this very same Mark, a man named John Mark, was maybe contemplating quitting. At least in Paul's perspective, he wasn't all in and ready to do the things that Paul had hoped he would do. He wasn't kind of all in with the Apostle Paul the way Paul was all in. And Paul kind of viewed him back at that point as being a bit of a quitter. That's how Paul viewed John Mark. But somewhere along the line, Mark was encouraged by another man. And John Mark decided to keep on going. John Mark decided to keep on running the race, to keep on following the Lord, and to keep on serving Jesus Christ. And so it's encouraging to hear, see somebody that what Paul at one point was concerned about, somebody who maybe was thinking, that guy's going to quit. But Paul here recognizes he didn't quit. He decided to be faithful. He did keep on serving the Lord. And now he's profitable to me. He's helpful to me. He's a blessing because he kept on serving the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I simply say this. If you have somehow got discouraged, if somehow you've gotten discouraged, or if somehow you've been hindered in running the Christian race, somehow things have maybe been slipping in your life, maybe you've been thinking of quitting the Christian life. Maybe you've been letting some things slip and not doing some things that you used to do. Maybe becoming unfaithful in some areas. Listen, you don't have to quit. You don't have to quit. You can keep on running. You can keep on going. You can keep on running the race for God. You can be faithful to the end. If maybe you're discouraged, if maybe you've been hindered, if maybe you're kind of unsure about a lot of things, okay, crawl, but crawl forward and keep on going for Christ. You can start crawling forward again. If maybe you've been knocked down a little bit, get back up and start walking again. Get back in the Christian race. Maybe something has happened to, you know, to knock you aside or make you sit and stop for a little while. Not be serving the Lord, or not be reading your Bible, or not being as faithful to church as you ought to be, or whatever. There's just discouragements, there's trials, there's maybe people that have hindered you or tried to pull you away from God. Oh, you don't need that church stuff. You don't need Jesus Christ. You don't need to read all that Bible. You don't. Get back in the race and keep on running. You can get back in the race. You can keep running. You can keep walking. You can live the wonderful, blessed, joyous, fulfilling Christian life that God wants for you. Don't let yourself be put out of the race. Don't let yourself be turned aside. Keep on running. Get back in the race and run the race that God wants for you. Has every child of God run every day of their race in great victory? No. They sure have. And all of us, if we were honest, could testify to that. You look in the Bible, Samson was greatly used of God at times, but he sure had some great defeat too, didn't he? But thankfully, at the end of his life, God used him again. Peter, the Apostle Peter in the New Testament. Was everything in his life always great victory? No. No. Remember the time when Peter denied the Lord 3 times? Ended up cursing, you know, just to kind of look like some rough, rugged man again. Cursing and denied the Lord 3 times? Ashamed to identify with Jesus Christ there? The great Apostle Peter, greatly used of God. He had some fallings. He had some failings. If you've been knocked down, get back up and get in the race. Jacob. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you know, Abraham, great Jacob, yeah. Certainly a great man in the Bible, but was every day of Jacob's life a great life? No.
Was there times where Jacob was deceptive? Yes. Was there times where Jacob had great power with God and influence with man? Yes. Was there times where he didn't? Yes. Every person in the Bible, we'll see, had some times of victory and times of struggle, times of defeat. But you can still get back in the race. Has every child of God run every day of the race in wonderful joy? Has every Christian lived every day of their life singing the praises of God with a smile on their face for 20 hours of the day? Or maybe 24 hours a day, even while they sleep? No. There's been times where Christians, great Christians in the Bible, not in the Bible, have lived days where they've been discouraged, or they've been defeated, or they've been cast down, or they've been depressed, or even great men in the Bible who at times had terrible thoughts that life wasn't worth living. Great Christians, great men of God, great people have not lived every day of their life in great joy and so on. Sometimes discouragement comes to people. Sometimes depression has come to great servants of God. Elijah was a great man in the Bible, greatly used of God. Elijah, the man who, remember, he faced up against the 450 prophets of Baal, 400 false prophets of the groves, I think it was, or vice versa. All those men that he faced up against. And remember, he called down fire from heaven. And what a great day that was. But you see times where Elijah's just depressed and discouraged and thinking, I'm all alone. Is anybody else serving the Lord? Does anybody else care? You can get back in the race. Run the race. Has every child of God run every day of the race in perfection? No. Sometimes sin and temptation and the devil has managed to trick or trap even the greatest Christians. And people who love God with all their heart. David's, in the Bible, a man after God's own heart. And he committed some great sins in his life. Get back in the race. If there are things that have knocked you down, okay, if there's something that needs to be made right with God, realize God wants you to make it right with Him. And He wants you to run the Christian race. He wants you to live for Him. Listen, don't let some failings, don't let some discouragement, don't let some depression, don't let some defeats, don't let different things just cause you to turn aside or quit or think, oh, this isn't worth it, or this isn't all that good. No, it is good. The Christian life is the most blessed, wonderful life in the world. And we don't live every day of that life perfectly. And we don't live every day of that life in the absolute joy of the Lord that we ought to and have available to us too. Because we're human and we're sinful and so on. But listen, though there may be times of trials or times of discouragements or times of setbacks, get back up, keep going, keep crawling, keep walking, keep on running the Christian race for God. Don't let it cause you to quit. Don't let it cause you to forsake the Lord. Keep on running. Keep on running. I'm just saying this. We're not perfect. We're not perfect. None of us is. And there wasn't a perfect man in the Bible other than the Lord Jesus Christ. We may have days on that Christian race where we don't run so well. We stumble a lot. We fall down. We just want to lay there. I don't feel like getting back up. Get in the Word of God. Go back to church the next Sunday. Go back to Bible study the next Thursday. Keep opening up your Bible. Keep praying. Don't just let some little discouragements or times of knockdown just cause you to just quit those things that you really need the most in your times of discouragement or depressions or difficulties or downfalls. We may have hard days where we don't run so well. We may have some difficult days in our race. We may have times of doubts or discouragements or struggles. But we don't have to quit. We don't have to get out of the race.
Run to God in prayer and admit your weakness. Run to God in prayer and admit your weakness. Keep on reading your Bible. Keep on learning to pray. Keep on learning to walk with God. It's a journey of so much to learn and so much growth and grace that needs to take place in our lives. But keep on running. Keep on learning. Keep on growing. Keep on being faithful to church. Keep on striving to live for Jesus Christ and determine that you're going to finish your race. You're not going to forsake. You're not going to turn aside. You're not going to quit. You're going to be faithful to the end. Hebrews 3 tells us to be steadfast unto the end. Look with me to Hebrews chapter 12, if you would, and we'll just read three verses there and we're finished. Hebrews chapter 12. This tells us the ultimate example of somebody who finished their race. Though it was a difficult race, they ran it. They ran the race. And I'm so glad they finished the race. If they didn't finish, we wouldn't have salvation. Look what the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12 and verses 1 to 3. Hebrews 12 verses 1, 2, 3. It says, "Wherefore seeing, we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses." There's witnesses up in heaven, you know, they've run their race. They've endured some trials and afflictions and difficulties. Hebrews 11, the chapter before, listed a whole host of Christians who in faith they pressed on, who in faith they obeyed God, who in faith they kept walking, kept running, though at times they got knocked down. So there's a whole host of them, but let's go on. It says, "Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds." Listen, the race is not always easy, but don't quit. It's not always easy. And we don't live every day of our race, every day of our Christian life in that perfect joy and perfect victory over every sin and temptation we all face difficulties and trials and discouragements. And any one of us could choose to just let things at times just, "Oh, I'm gonna quit. It's not worth it." Don't do that. That'd be the worst mistake you could ever make. If you got knocked down, get back up. If you've fallen, get back up. If you've fallen and you're all scraped up, well, crawl, do something, but keep on going forward for God. Be faithful. Be faithful. Don't just get in this Christian life thing. This is nice for a few months and I met some nice friends but I don't want to go all the way. No, go all the way. Go all the way for Christ. Go all the way with this Jesus thing and this Bible thing and this being faithful to church and learning to pray and learning to walk with God and learning to serve the Lord and learning to make my life all about Him. Go all the way in that thing. Because it is a blessed thing. It is a wonderful thing. Run the Christian race that God has for you and be faithful to the end. Please be faithful to the end. Be faithful to the end.